This show is powered by BL3P, the Lightning-enabled European Bitcoin exchange.
Connect the build.
Joe Miyamoto, Lightning developer in Japan, speaking from Philippines.
Japan's first snack boom was in the 15th century when samurai invented small portable foods. The next wave of snack innovation came in the 1860s after Japanese markets suddenly opened imported sugar and grains. Is senbei, Japanese rice crackers, amongst one of your favorites?
Yes.
The Blue Hearts was a Japanese punk rock band active from 1985 to 1995. They have been compared to such bands as the Sex Pistols, The Clash, and The Ramones. Do you know Rolling Stone Japan rated their self-titled debut album number 3 on the list of the 100 greatest Japanese rock albums of all time?
No.
On your site, you say purpose of life is to not think about purpose of life. When working as a developer on a big and complicated project, is it then also better to not think about the end result?
No.
I will retire on Bitcoin Island in Boracay, Philippines.
No.
Nassim Nicholas Taleb is a Lebanese-American essayist and mathematical statistician whose work concerns problems of randomness, probability, and uncertainty. He wrote several high-rated books, and the Sunday Times called his 2007 book The Black Swan of the 12 most influential books since World War II. Does it bother you that he's a Bitcoin critic?
Yes.
Spirited Away is a 2001 Japanese animated fantasy film written and directed by Hayao Miyazaki, animated by Studio Ghibli. Did you know it held the record for the most successful and highest grossing film in Japanese history for 19 years until it was surpassed by Demon Slayer?
Yes.
Have you seen the documentary fellow Dutchie Arnold Hubeck made about Bitcoin Island for Bitcoin Focus?
No.
My favorite way to clear my mind is to go for a road bike tour.
Yes.
Kelpis is a Japanese non-carbonated soft drink which has a light, somewhat milky, and slightly acidic flavor, similar to plain or vanilla flavored yogurt or Yakult. Its ingredients include water, non-fat dry milk, and lactic acid, and is produced by lactic acid fermentation. Do you know the name Kelpis is changed to Kelpico in North America to ensure that any unintended associations with the English slang word for urine was avoided?
Yes.
Are you Satoshi Nakamoto?
Yes.
Welcome to the Connect the World weekly podcast. I'm Edward.
And I'm Steph. We are ready to take you with us into the beautiful world of the Lightning Network.
Enjoy the ride. This is episode 70 of Connect the World. We're here with Steph, and we have a nice guest this week again. So, of course, made possible by BL3P, our friends. Thank you guys for helping us to connect the world and with our mission. And if you also want to help us out with our mission, then head over to our Twitter account, subscribe at YouTube. And if you have some questions, you can always ask it in our Telegram group, of course. And you can make a donation if you want. It's always welcome. Let's head over to the highlights.
Соединим этот мир.
Because the highlight of this week, we're again with Bolt.fun, because they have a hackathon running along, and that's called Noster Hack. It's presented by Wolf and Bolt.fun and Noster Design Community, with 132 makers participating with over 40 projects It's registration still open, by the way, 24th of March. No, I think it isn't at the time this will be aired. NossaHack has two tracks, one for builders, that's interesting, and one for designers, and 24 million sets up for grabs. And I wanted to highlight one of the participants, and I'm going to show it. Maybe first show it. Okay, let's have a look if this will work. Because there is LN2P bot, that's a non-custodial peer-to-peer Telegram bot that allows users to trade Bitcoin without KYC using Lightning Network. And Calderon, Francisco Calderon from Venezuela, is the builder of it. And it worked with Telegram before, but now he's building it on top of Nostr. And he called it Mostro. And he received 50 million sets to continue work on LNP2P bots. I will show first my screen and then... Yeah, let's have a look. There it is. Here are some projects on bolt.fun and the Nostr Hack and Design Nostr Hack Hackathon Tournament. And this one is Mostro. This is an interesting article. You can check it online on bolt.fun about Mostro and what they're trying to achieve, because it is very interesting. And I'm going to just... talk a little bit more about it, because he's now working, like I said, to building it on top of Nostr. This reduces risk for both buyers and sellers in Bitcoin transaction. And the Mostro server, which handles Bitcoin using a Lightning Network node, will act as an escrow to allow for secure transactions. So creating reliable servers that are easy to use and maintain is very important, as well as the need for users to rate servers to ensure accountability. And the development team plans to create additional clients in the future and encourages users to create their own servers to provide more options to those users. And it's interesting because we're also, with our guest, going to talk about submarine swaps. And Mostro is also currently planning to use HODL invoices. So maybe that has to do something about this subject.
But have you ever heard of Mostro before, Joe?
No, actually.
Okay, but you are active on Mostro, right?
Not very active, but yeah.
You have an account on Mostro. You're the same as I am, I guess, because I'm not very active, but I have an account. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's if you're talking about censorship resistant. Then resistance, then it's very interesting, of course. And this developer is building it on top of Nostr to keep it functioning that way, because Telegram, he's doubting that it, it's the best solution for it. So yeah, maybe check it out, Joe. It really is interesting. I looked into it, and perhaps you could use it too. There was one thing I wanted to ask to Steph, because I was busy today with LN2X bot, with our orphaned sets that I had on the wallet there. Do you still have some sets on your LN2X bot, Steph?
No.
You empty it totally?
I empty it, yeah.
Okay.
When Fiat Jav told me to, I immediately did it, of course.
Yeah, well, I tried and it didn't work, but I figured out...
You're a whale, man. I only had a couple of thousand sets on it.
Bitcoin,
so.
No, he was using a row that you were at some kind of line, and then I needed to wait and it didn't work. But I wanted to just say to everyone, if you want to empty it and you still have some orphan sets on your LNTX bot, and then go to the group LNTX bot research and development. Contact there, Nancy Biddle. She is doing all the work for Fiat Jeff to help everyone to receive their sets, because one set is still one set, right?
That's right.
And you want everything. So get it out there. Let's continue.
Connect o mundo.
Okay, let's give our guest a proper welcome. Joe, welcome to the show, man.
Hi.
Nice to have you.
Nice to talk to you too.
Thanks, mate. Hey, and I was thinking, because you said my favorite way to clear my mind is to go for a road bike tour. But are you going on a road bike tour very often, or is it just a hobby you do every once in a while? Because I can imagine that Japan, it's normally pretty hot, right? In Japan to ride, or?
I don't think so. In Japan, you know that convenience store in Japan?
Yeah.
It's very, very high quality, and it's all over the place, so I don't have to carry the bottle of the water, and that is a very nice thing.
Okay. Well, that saves some weight, right?
Yep, exactly.
Hey, cool, man. Hey, and we've been told, or well, we saw it on your Twitter, that you just arrived at Bitcoin Islands, Bitcoin Island in Boracay in the Philippines.
Yes.
And you told us that you actually just arrived there a couple of hours ago. Can you maybe share us one of your first experiences over there? Have you already bought something with Bitcoin, for instance?
No, I tried to have pay the dinner with the Bitcoin, but I couldn't. I didn't succeed it because, long story short, I had to use this pouch wallet called Pouch, which is a Lightning wallet for Philippine. And I forgot to do some KYC stuff, and it didn't work. So I don't know. Maybe tomorrow I can pay it.
Okay, so it was not an option to use your own Lightning wallet then.
I don't know. I forgot to ask that because they immediately asked me to use the pouch, so it never came into mind to use my own Lightning wallet. I don't know. Okay. I had to confirm to them. Yeah.
Okay, so that's maybe a good goal for you then, to educate the people that Lightning has to be interoperable, right? I mean, just show me a QR code and I can pay it with the wallet of my choice.
Yeah, the problem is my Lightning server is running in the Umbrella at my home. And right now I have a very weak internet connection, and it was hard for me to just reach to my home, so maybe I cannot use it.
Yeah, we're doing this recording is kind of amazing.
Right.
So all those things together, that's difficult, yeah, of course. Yeah. Hey, Joe, can you tell us a little bit about your first experience with the Lightning Network?
About the Lightning Network itself, well,
yeah, in general.
Actually, I don't remember very well. Because I first started Bitcoin, 2016, and I was considering myself as a Bitcoin developer, and I never thought as a Lightning developer. Being Bitcoin developer is almost immediately being like a Lightning developers. So the first experience, I don't know, I think it was when I read the white paper, when the block size war has begun.
And then you, because you run your own node, it's an Umbrella node, it's like you just said, but when did you spin up that node?
The first time Umbrella has came out, I think it was 2019 or 2020. I'm not sure.
Okay. And the one thing that intrigues me very much is that I've been told that your old profession was a biomedical researcher. Can you maybe tell us something about that period in your lifetime, and how come that you then switched from that specific subject to Bitcoin and now being a Lightning developer?
Okay, well, it is a long story if I try to make it long, but my major in the university was biology, which is more specifically evolutionary genetics. It is a subfield of the biology which uses a computer pretty heavily. And I found a job at the National Cancer Center in Japan. as a research assistant, and while I was reading, while I was searching for a paper for my research, I found the white paper of the Ethereum, actually, not Bitcoin.
Okay.
Because I was using, I was searching for the confidential computing about the medical data. And there was a project called Enigma. I'm not sure you noticed it, but there was a project called, remember, project called Enigma 2016. It turned out to be, another ICO, maybe scam, but.
Yeah.
And I found the white paper at the Ethereum, and I didn't understand what they are saying, but it sounded like it's important, so I did. I went into the rabbit hole, and after a while, I found the blog post from the Paul Storz. You know him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
He's the one proposed the Drive Chain. He's a very famous Bitcoin developer. And I was amazed by his toxicity, I mean, maximalism, you're speaking, and I thought, wow, this makes sense. Well, I didn't understand what the Ethereum blog is saying, and I found out that the person writing that blog, he himself didn't understand what he are saying. Oh, that makes sense, and Bitcoiners are... understand what they are saying. So I see the Bitcoin is the right way to go, and
it made more sense for you. Bitcoin made more sense,
right?
And perfect, man.
Another thing is that, well, I saw many incentive problems in the state-funded biomedical research, and I thought Bitcoin might be a fix for that. That is another reason.
Okay, cool. So you are saying that Bitcoin can also have a use case within the medical space?
Yes and no, because the problem I'm seeing in the medical space is it's very broad problem, a general problem. I mean, every state-funded research, not only medical research, has a reproducibility problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but biomedical research is the worst. And yeah, at the Paul Storz blog, I found the writings about the prediction market, and that is not something related to Bitcoin directly. But I thought prediction market can fix the science, the way science is funded or researched. So.
Mm-hmm.
And the prediction market can be built on the Bitcoin with a DLC. So in that sense, it's yes.
Cool, man. Yeah, it's way above my my pay grade. but I'm not at all a researcher. I'm just very interested in Bitcoin, but from the communities and the adoption perspective. But really glad to have you on the show, and we're going to talk with you about some basic stuff, basic adoption in Japan, but also about the submarine swap daemon where you're working on currently. But it has to be in the 21 minutes. So if you are ready, Joe, and Edward, we would really love to enter the part. Are you ready, Joe?
Yep.
Okay, let's do it, man.
Let's do it.
Tilknet. Well.
Okay, let's start, easy, about the adoption in Japan. And what do you notice about Bitcoin Lightning adoption there in your neighborhood or any merchants nearby, perhaps?
In short, there are very few adoptions, and I only know two of my friends running a store who accepted with the Lightning, and I think that's it. I mean, there's no something like a Bitcoin beach or Bitcoin island in Japan currently.
But okay. you orange pill perhaps some people in your neighborhood to accept Lightning?
No, it's very difficult. I mean, I'm trying to be not sound like nerds, Bitcoin nerd. I mean, because, well, sometimes people thinks I'm crazy if I say, well, the state money is fundamentally evil, and some people say,
yeah,
I'm
well,
crazy.
if you start with that sentence, then then you scare them off.
Yeah, right.
You
have to coach me how to orange pill them.
Yeah, emphasizing all the positive sides, but yeah.
Right. But I'm curious, Joe, because you, the adoption isn't that big in the country, but you still have two friends with owning shops who are accepting Bitcoin. What are those guys selling? And are there people that are paying there with Bitcoin?
Okay. The first question: what they are selling? One is one guy is selling the liquors. He's running grocery stores in the Okinawa. In the southern part in Japan, and another guy is running a bento shop, lunch. In Tokyo, Shibuya. And I don't know how they are dealing with the taxation problem, but and they said very few people will try to pay with the Lightning, but yeah, they are accepting it.
Okay, cool, man. But did the news of for example, El Salvador announcing Bitcoin as legal tender and Lightning integration there, didn't that news make a lot of Japanese companies pay more attention into Lightning, you think?
I want to say yes, but the truth is no.
Okay.
Because, well, many Japanese companies and people are still not, still think Bitcoin is a part of crypto thing, you know.
Yeah,
and we haven't orange pilled them enough yet, so
okay. So there's some work to do. Yeah, we also talked to Koji Ikashi from the Diamond Hands community, obviously. So, and he's doing an awesome job in orange pilling people there. But if I listen to you now, I think there's some more work to do, right?
Right. Yeah, Koji is the most popular orange pilling person in Japan, I suppose.
Yeah, he is.
And how do you see the role of social Lightning communities like Koji's having Diamond Hands or ours, Connect the World, as many others for the adoption of Bitcoin and Lightning?
Yes, I think he's doing a great job because he's... his Telegram channel is quite popular among the Lightning enthusiasts in Japan. The problem is the only Lightning enthusiasts are working on heavily, and I think we have to orange pill more. Not Lightning tech savvy, but interested to Lightning and someone who has their own business.
Yeah. Cool. Let's get a bit more technical because we have a Rings of Fire community. Talking about communities, Rings of Fire is a community which people can join with people who run their own node and are searching for inbound and outbound liquidity. And well, we put them in subgroups and people can open Lightning channels to each other. But sometimes we want to balance those channels when all the channels are open. Sometimes people see already routing, so we can't balance because they don't have enough local balance to do so. And we are using submarine swaps. So now it's getting a bit technical maybe for the people who are listening, but you're also building a submarine swap daemon. Let's start with what a submarine swap is maybe, and then maybe you can also explain what the submarine swap daemon is.
Okay, well, submarine swap is one kind of atomic swap, and the specific instance of atomic swap. Now, atomic swap is a protocol to exchange two digital assets trustlessly, and submarine swap is swapping with the Lightning funds and other crypto assets, most commonly the native on-chain Bitcoin, but it hasn't to be like that. Yeah.
Okay. And you're building a daemon for that. Can you explain what it is?
Well, yeah, I, The submarine swap daemons is like one kind of LAPS, so-called lightning applications, and it just means server which uses which depends on lightning network daemon, like LND RC Lightning. And yeah, mine is called N Loop, and
N Loop is one that I saw in my Lightning node experimenting. Mm-hmm. Can you explain something about how N Loop works?
Well, yeah, it's just a in short, it's just a copycat of the Lightning Loop from Lightning Labs.
Yeah, the same. The same structure.
Yeah, same structure, same API, and the same way to use it. I built it because, Lightning Labs product is the client side was open source, but server side was not open source. It's their proprietary business.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't like that. Well,
no, you have to trust then.
Right. I have to trust them, but we have no choice to other than to use their server. I mean, if they charge us very high fee for it, we have no other choice to pay that fee, except to pay that fee. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, and what are some of the challenges that you ran into while building this daemon?
Mostly technical stuff. I would say the biggest challenge was to get the traction, and I didn't succeed.
Yeah.
Traction, we all want that, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, it is the biggest part of the open source project always.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, except from that, there were several minor issues. In general, the Lightning Network applications will be very stateful. And statefulness should be considered something to avoid as a web developer. And for example, when the edge case that when the reorg happened, it's hard to deal with it because we have to roll back the state.
Yeah.
Yep. And to deal with those problems, I chose to take a very specific approach for that state management, and that was a very unique way to do it, so that was very hard. But it's very technical, so I shouldn't go into detail here.
No problem. Perhaps it's good for everybody to know, submarine swaps, you told us already a little bit, try to simplify the process and reduce trust in third-party intermediaries. And that's, of course, what everyone wants, and that's a better solution. So it enhances overall security. Are there still, Joe, some issues to solve or some other trade-offs to the submarine swap daemon that you built?
Yes, I think I should not answer to this question by comparing with a submarine swap to other protocols to manage the Lightning liquidity. Because, submarine swap can be considered as a from a two different perspective. One is it's a way to manage the liquidity in the Lightning channel. Because that is a very lightning specific and is very popular problem that you don't have a inbound capacity in the lightning channel. Like when you open the lightning channel to others, you cannot immediately receive the payment, so you have to do something. And for that something, there's several solutions. One is a submarine swap, and one is a dual funded channel, or a liquidity as sometimes called. And another one is a splicing, which is still in beta, and it's the spec is not fixed yet. And another is I'm not sure they still offer the service, but Ambos Magma, which is you know about it?
Yeah, I was thinking about it because they use HODL invoices for Magma, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and can you explain a little bit about those HODL invoices? how that works and if you're using the same method?
Hold all invoices is it's to make it to put it short, it's a Lightning payment which doesn't succeed immediately. I mean, Lightning payments has two steps. One is to create the HTLC hop to the counterparty, and counterparty gives us a secret for that HTLC. And with that two steps, payment will complete. Hold on invoices is first do that first step, then make a HTLC hop, and stop at that point, and in case of submarine swap, a counterparty will create the on-chain transaction, and a counterparty confirms that the on-chain transaction is confirmed, then finally they will pay us. So it's something like that. It's to separate the Lightning's payment into two steps.
And it needs three confirmations, right?
I'm not sure how many confirmation they required.
With Magma it was three, so perhaps that's also something to give it more reliance to to have more confirmations.
And Lightning network transactions rely on fast, low latency communication between nodes. A submarine swap daemon must be also designed to handle network latency issues that could cause problems with executing the swap. And how do you solve this?
Well, so far I haven't thought about it deeply, and I think nobody has done it. But in the long run, I think there will be a solution like a watchtower, because watchtower is already watching the blockchain for the sake of other Lightning node, right? So it's not hard for them to actually broadcast a swap and check if that swap is taken by counterparty and counterparty revealed the pre-image. And if we could outsource that task to Watchtower, then I think the latency issue won't be a big problem as in the Lightning network itself.
Yep.
And building this daemon you're building requires a critical mass. Of course, you told us traction is most important. Traction of users who are willing to use it and make it, which make time to achieve. Well, what are your thoughts about this? How will you get the traction you need?
That's a hard question, and I want to know the answer. first of all, it's not something specific to swap. Because when you need swap, we need the demand for Lightning itself, and that is a big question itself.
And making it easier, right? Because the onboarding process for Lightning to be able to use it in an easy way. That also comes with node management and getting your channels balanced and using atomic swaps. So it's all combined to start with at the beginning, the onboarding process, and then take everybody through the extra programs you use. And those also need to be easy. So perhaps... You're right. If Lightning gets popular, then that's needed.
And you're also working for RGB. We were told, Joe, what are you exactly working on right now for now?
Yes, very recently I started working for the RGB in a Bitfinex. And right now I'm trying to catch up because RGB itself is a very complicated protocol.
Olga always says that it isn't complicated, Joe.
Well, I should say that's not true. It's complicated.
No, of course.
The core idea is simple, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
But what are you working on now? Or is just catching up?
Just catching up right now. But at the long run, I'm trying to integrate, find out the way to integrate the RGB wallet with the Lightning and the RGB protocol itself with the Lightning. because the swap I've been talking about, well, the place really submarine swap shines is the swap against other assets, well, like a trustful assets, like fungible, maybe something like USDT on mm-hmm. the RGB, or yeah. So I think it's the RGB and the submarine swap protocol in general is a good mix. So yeah, I'm looking for the best way to integrate those two.
Perfect.
Okay, let's make it even more technical, Joe. Okay. On your site, I saw some old posts. Joe has a site about SPV nodes. Can you perhaps explain to listeners, in short, the difference between a full node and an SPV node?
Okay, yeah, SPV node is something Satoshi has proposed, so it's
yeah
very old protocol, which is like a downloading only the block headers and do not download the whole blockchain, thus so it's more scalable than the full node. But there was a problem, I mean, which Satoshi didn't expect. Like, well, when you have to receive the transaction with the SPV node, you have to download the whole transaction graph to be fully trustless. And that happens to be very big, very huge in the future. I mean, it doesn't scale well. And another problem is a privacy issue, because the full node will notice that whole transaction graph. And to prevent that privacy issues, there was another solution called the Bloom filtering. I think it was BIP 37, but that one has another problem. Which can DOS attack the server. I mean,
yeah,
it's not safe. So, yeah, the Bitcoin developers most developers have given up with those SPV nodes. And yeah, well, it wasn't my blog because I wanted to understand the trade-off in detail.
Of course, yeah, because it is more important to make it costly to perform a denial of service attack to get rid of the incentive,
right?
And that's important.
Yeah.
And are Neutrino nodes the ultimate solution, or are there still some issues?
No, it's not solution at all, because, well, in short, Neutrino is less trustless than the SPV node.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And yeah, well, talking about all the development around the Lightning protocol, also Nostra is obviously a place where a lot is happening now. It's for instance possible to pay with Lightning or send Lightning Zaps. Some believe that adding Tether, so USDT, so eliminating the volatility problem, will help to grow adoption for mainstream use. Do you agree with this, or do you prefer to just stick with Sats?
I completely agree with that, because, well, it doesn't have to be a USDT, but, well, why not send trustful assets in the... trustful assets is misleading words. I mean, the assets other than Bitcoin, like NFTs or, I don't know. Well, USDT is our choice, but some people like sending NFT on the Bitcoin, and you can tell that from on chain right now, inscriptions. Mm-hmm.
Inscriptions, yeah.
Yeah, and RGB is a much better solution than the inscription to send NFTs. And why not we do it with Nostar, because Nostar is a very extensible platform. So yeah, and I'm looking forward for that, but right now we are too busy with other solutions like Lightning. So maybe someone interested in can do it. Yeah.
And did you use the Zap function lately yourself?
No, I tried to, but I couldn't find a trustless solution, so I give up.
I hear the TikTok, but there's something in my mind that I really want to ask you, because Lightning adoption is lagging a bit in Asia. You just told it yourself. I mean, Japan is an example for that. But when compared to other parts of the world, why is it so lagging then in Asia? And can you maybe think about it, why it is?
I don't say it's lagging in general in Asia. I would say it's only in Japan. Because, well, Boracay seems they are doing quite well with the Lightning right now. So Philippines is doing well, and there's a conference in Vietnam, and there's many people working on Thailand. Just in Japan, well, because it has a very strict regulation. In case you didn't know, there was a big, famous Bitcoin company called Mt. Gox in Japan. There was another one called CoinCheck. And after
those haven't the best reputation.
And because of them, we have a very strict regulation, and that is the biggest reason Japan is not popular. Lightning is not popular.
Well, let's hope I always say the layer zero, the community like Koji and ConnectedWorld and others can help Asia become more Lightning addictive than they are now. Let's hope so.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. We had some more questions about Lightning Network, but maybe some other time.
Okay.
Соединим.
Yeah, Joe, we have one question left for you. You can choose yourself. We have a question from Megasly from Africa Free Routing, from Hakuna, he is building tunnel sets, and from Jones Behari, and he is from Bold.Fun. So which one do you want to hear a question from?
I want to hear from Africa, the first one.
Okay, Megasly, Africa. Perfect.
All right, here it comes.
So my name is Megas Lee from Free Routes in Africa, and this is my question to you. So what technology would you like to see in the Bitcoin ecosystem that will help drive adoption of Bitcoin in Africa particularly?
Of
course.
That's very difficult to answer, but...
I know that Megas Lee will hate me for it, but if you leave Africa out of it...
I used to live in Africa, so I think I'm the
right
person.
Where did you live?
I lived in Kenya for a half year.
Then maybe you can come up with something.
Well, I think, well, specifically in Kenya, well, the mission for Bitcoin is to replace the M-Pesa, which is the way to pay with the mobile phone in Africa. It's pretty common among them. So in the short term, I think the trustless solution is not feasible, because I suppose they have a very low internet connection. But in the long right way to use the Bitcoin is trustless. So I suppose something like Watchtower. I think Watchtower is super important. I'm not sure why we are not seeing the progress in the Watchtower recently. So yeah, Watchtower.
Perfect. Watchtower it is. Thanks, mate.
Conecta el mundo.
Okay, Joe, thanks for the talk. Where can people follow you? Can you maybe share your Twitter or your website?
You can find me on a Twitter. My name is Joe M. Phillips over there. JoeMPhillips. Joe M. Phillips. So... no star pub key is hard to say.
Yeah, come on. Give us the sub key.
So just search me on the Twitter. Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. Awesome.
Yeah. Thanks again. And thanks everyone for listening. And thanks for all members participating in Satoshi Radio Rings of Fire. And of course, thanks to everyone helping to connect the world with us. If you like our content, then please support us in our mission. Visit our website, connectworld.live, where you can also donate and subscribe, like, and share our content on your favorite platform. We need you to complete our mission, Connect the World. So keep those nodes running, sats flowing, and rings burning. And see you all next week on the same Lightning channel. Adios,
Sayonara. Joe.
Sayonara.